I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Please note this story may be a bit graphic. In East Africa, children with disabilities or mental health conditions are often severely mistreated. Dean Vandermeer with Set Free Ministries says these children are chained, abused, and sometimes cast out.
They actually put them in the jungle and they let the wild dogs come and eat them at times. So it's even worse than you might think. Sometimes they're not just chained to a pole, they're actually left to die.
Set Free has founded or supported 17 schools in East Africa that welcome students of all abilities. You can show Christ's love in East Africa by supporting Set Free Ministries at missionnews.org.
Prayer is obviously what this whole ministry is bathed in, and so pray for health, pray for safety, and then pray that God would be glorified through the stories, through the witnesses.
Next, compassion and community. These are two resources that prove to be life-saving, as this next story from the Jesus Film Project shows. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
Anna was a single mom, desperate, poor, and suicidal. At the last moment, she turned to a pregnancy resource center for help. The director, sensing Anna's need for hope, listened to her story and then showed her the film Magdalena Through Her Eyes. The film's companion Bible study is a key part of this pregnancy center's outreach for providing hope and help to women. Coupled with some resources from a partnering church, it gave Anna the hope that she needed. Compassion and community made a life-saving difference in her life and the life of her son. Please pray for young mothers like Anna to see Jesus as their hope and salvation. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep Mission Network News on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Stay connected when you sign up for our free daily news blast. Just head to missionnews.org and click the banner at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.